Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program by phone. We're going to talk about the Panama Historic One-Room School Museum. They have a special fundraiser coming up here pretty quick, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Ron Chamberlain joins us this morning to visit. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Very good. I want to talk a little bit about the One-Room School Museum that you have there in the Panama area. I know you've got an open house coming up here on Sunday, August 25th. Can you talk about that event?
Yeah, we're having that event. It's an annual event. We started this schoolhouse museum in about 2007. There was about 10 of us that were interested. So I belong to the board yet with 9 other people. And this school was moved into Panama in 1959 from about a mile and a half south of Panama. And it was used by the St. Mary's School, Panama, of course, and gradually the Harding Community School had a kindergarten here. And then in 2007, the kindergarten closed down, and then we saved it then. Anyway, the open house will start about 4 o'clock and go till 7:30 or so. Then from 5 to 7, we'll have a social dinner, a supper, and that supper will be at St. Mary's Hall across the street from the one-room schoolhouse here in Panama. As you're going down 191 from Portsmouth to Erling, you come to the town of Panama, and it's on the left-hand side of the road, and it's 2nd Street and Highway 191 is the address.
Sure.
And Panama's not very big, although Panama Transfer is what keeps Panama going, I guess. anyway, it's going to be August 25th, and again from about 4:30 till 7:30.
Okay.
And then the meal will be pulled pork, sweet corn, tomatoes, potato salad, and a dessert as a free will donation. One room schoolhouses goes clear back to the 1850s, and as you know, the counties of Shelby and Harrison and counties were started in 1853. I think that Cass was a little bit before that, 1852 or so. But anyway, the schoolhouses showed up at wherever there was timber or groves where people lived at, and the schoolhouse, and sometimes the schoolhouse was used as a church on Sundays and the schoolhouse on during the week. And that was way back in 1850s, 1860s. Then in 1879, federal law said that every state, or at least the northern states anyway, had to have schoolhouses every 2 miles. And that's what it is here in Iowa. Every 2 miles there is a schoolhouse. So if you take about 8 or 9 schoolhouses per township, and if, like Cass County has 16 townships, then you have 140 schoolhouses. If you take that times 99, you get right about 13,800 schoolhouses that were located here in the 1890s, up to the 1940s, and the last of the schoolhouses was 1958 when all schoolhouses, one-room schoolhouses, were closed down, finally in the state of Iowa.
It's kind of hard to get young people today to understand the importance of these things.
That's right. And kids sit there and come into our classroom. We have the Harlan Community School and the Tri-Center. They come up different times to see what the one-room schoolhouse is like, and the bus tours. And they really enjoy it. They just can't believe how it was back in the 1940s and 50s. And you know, it's not about their parents. It's their grandparents or great-grandparents that were part of that.
Yeah, that's very true. We've moved along down the line here a little bit. Hey, can you talk about specifically this one-room schoolhouse? What all is there? This is a museum as well.
Well, there's old maps from the 1920s and 30s and 40s and even as far back as maybe the 1890s and 1900s, and of course the desks are just like they were back in the 1930s and 40s, and some of the people that tell about it actually were in this schoolhouse back in 1933, 34, and they're 80, 90 years old, and they tell about exactly where they sat in this school. And, you know, it's a, and of course, Abraham Lincoln's picture of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington are up along the, on the blackboard, on the, each end of the blackboard. And we have a, oh, like a, an old photograph from the 1940s that was donated. And the day of the event, we're going to have posters of all the top movies of the 1950s. Because last year we did the 1940s. This year we're doing the 1950s, what it was like. So we have all the movie stars of the 1950s and the top 10 movies. And then what I put together is, of course, the 10 1950 to 1959 World Series winners and losers. And then the from 1950 to 1959, the Iowa Western League standings. Of course, the Iowa Western League is the oldest amateur baseball league. It's 72 years old this year and is still going since 1947 to the present time. And Portsmouth, Iowa, just down the road a little ways from Panama, has been in the Iowa Western League every year for 72 consecutive years. So that's a world record right there.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about some of these one-room schoolhouses, they were difficult to save because so many of them were in such terrible disrepair after they were abandoned. But they're tough to maintain now, too, that some of them have been saved. Just it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of effort.
That's correct. And donation is tax deductible. So you always got to remember that. Because that's what we live on, is that we keep it going. Of course, in the wintertime, it's just like a house or anything. You got to turn down, you got to pay for the electricity and all that. And then, so to keep it up.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the money that you're raising is used for, is just the upkeep and maintenance?
Sure, that's right. That's correct.
Okay, very good.
And in summertime, you got to cut the grass and so on. But a lot of donations, a lot of volunteer work that comes in with this, too.
You bet. Well, it'll be open here for the open house, but is it open normally for folks to be able to visit?
Well, I think you have it right there in that sheet if you want to read it off this telephone numbers. If people want to visit by appointment, 712-744-3209. 712-235-2791, and then my number is 712-755-7012.
Very good. Well, and I see there's a way that folks can learn more online, too, and they can check that out. In fact, if you just Google Iowa one-room schoolhouses, you'll be able to find a lot of the information online that'll help you as well. This is an important event for an outfit like this because it's, is this the only fundraiser you have during the year?
That's correct. That's it, yeah. One time, and then, of course, Saturdays or Sundays, if people want to come and see the schoolhouse, they can do that, and just call any one of those three numbers that I gave.
Okay, very good. Sunday, August 25th, coming up here real fast. We've got the Summer Evening Social and Fundraiser. Again, that open house from 4:30 to 7:30. They'll have dinner that night from 5 to 7 over at the Parish Hall right there in the same area. That's the Panama Historic One-Room School Museum. A little piece of Iowa history. Pretty important stuff in those local communities. A lot of great stories there. Ron, thank you so much for your time here today. Hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you, Jim.